Hey pal, you came. Them two knuckleheads are back in the booth. You know what that means. Where we back to the truth. Back to the roots of hip hop, beat to slick talk. Always on time like the Big Bang clock. Abstract, y'all fall in line like crack. Before the ship's out, we label it hazmat.
Last back with incredible aim. Ready yo gang, man. We sketch your death like you lost playing hangman. Veteran, that's one word, describe our brain span. The other three is legendary, crush you lames. And we make you call audible, switching your game plan. Cause them to us is like a nickel to 100 grand.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You know, crowd check, come to. The place where y'all can't put the flame out. Frank Gale collision, man, this new way out. Yeah, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You know, crowd check, come to. The place where y'all can't put these flames out. Frank Gale collision, man, this new way out. Yeah. Check, check, y'all, it's only a test. Get ready to ride with America's best. From the land of who they on the way to the UK. Still keep it gutter like extra sugar and Kool-Aid, yeah. There goes that man acting a fool again. Who needs no intro, breaking the rules again. Go ahead, y'all, vibe to it in one unison. And I'll fight for this just like a Green Street hooligan. Y'all be like that damn Yank. Big ups to all my haters that can't stand Frank. On some buffoonery, hoping my plan's sank. But the truth is, nobody touching that man Frank. From the Natty, Millwall, all the way to Manchester. Ain't another MC taking the stand better. These other rappers sound annoying like Fran Drescher. Stop now? Nope, I can't never. Yo, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You know, crowd check, come to. The place where y'all can't put the flame out. Frank Gale collision, man, this new way out. Yeah, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You know, crowd check, come to. The place where y'all can't put these flames out. Frank Gale collision, man, this new way out.
This is my brain on flame, or you lanes rap like gay porn. Come to your show and take control like Genghis Khan. I'm God's best combination of brains and brawn. If you contest, I put your body beneath the lawn. If new wave lays hay in the UK, we make the stage melt with help as pelt as the DJ. Underground hip hop, we doing it all way. So we bound to get a hit like a deer on the highway. Got that good shit, smoke it, roll tight like a nice J. My rap's so cold, it's like my flows from the ice age. Careful, every phrase is potent like pure haze. Couldn't stop my shine with their Christian Dior shades. Can't blue block me, poppy, I'm here to stay. Call them rappers, we call them lunch on a Thursday. Collision, Frank Gale, Cincinnati, the worst way. DJ caught up on the track like a gift for your birthday. Yeah.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You know, crowd check, come to. The place where y'all can't put the flame out. Frank Gale collision, man, this new way out. Yeah. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You know, crowd check, come to. The place where y'all can't put these flames out. Frank Gale collision, man, this new way out. Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's Jay All Day. Hey. welcome to another edition of Cincinnati's Conscience. We are in the booth with my home girl,
Coley.
She's back, y'all. Last week, she was just kind of oogie.
I was I walked outside and I felt that cold air. I'm like, The sun is out today.
So we are back full force. Welcome to another edition of Cincinnati's Conscience. We're the only show in town where the citizens are the celebrities. Our guest this week is Amy Jones. She is a grant writing student extraordinaire. And you will get to know her as well as what she does very soon. This is the only show in town where we spotlight not only you, the citizens, but local music, little known tidbits about Cincinnati, and anything else you care to hear about. You can always get in contact with us, talk about what you'd like to hear, maybe who you'd like to hear and when you'd like to hear them, by throwing us an email, nattiminds@ymail.com. That's nattiminds@ymail.com. Before we introduce you to Amy, and before we get into our regularly scheduled segments, this week it will be Word from the Streets. But before we get into all that, let's throw in another track. We're big big on promoting local music as well as local artists. We're going to throw in a little Fote, Vibe One, and Faya. It's crazy is the title track that we're throwing in. And you know what? Life sometimes is crazy. Isn't it, Coco? You ever had any crazy moments, Coco?
I have.
Do you want to talk about them real quick?
No, I don't.
Good. I didn't want to hear them anyway.
Wah, wah.
This is Cincinnati's Conscience, y'all. Are you turned on?
Yeah, talk to me. What? Who got shot?
It's so rough, so tough, so out in these streets. So much hustling, just to eat. What? Nobody wanna spread love, why? Shit love, busting off this love. Crazy. When we'll be having crazy love, ain't nobody change this mess, but
streets are so real, too many of us getting killed. Yo, will it ever stop? Man, I pray like hell that it will, so we can build for the future before it's too late. But you gotta have faith and learn from your mistakes so it won't happen again before you end up locked down doing a long bid. Now you a grown man, provide for your kids, cause they didn't ask to be here. And this is what it is when you get caught up and lose focus. Straight up, you tripping, must be that you're smoking. You hoping that it changed, but it don't. You hoping I explain, but I won't. These streets is full of pain, and that's real talk. I can't believe it. Another homicide, and nobody knows who did it. People, we need to quit it. To all my generation, let's stop all the killing, cause parents ain't supposed to be bearing their own children. Crazy.
So rough, so tough, out in these streets. So much hustling, suffering, just to eat. Nobody wants to spread love, shit love, pussing off this love. When we'll be having love, ain't nobody change this mess.
Part of it all, so it's been said, but every night on the news, there's so much bloodshed. It's the spell of doom, aka King Boo. Niggas want the juice, so they quick to shoot you. No plans for the future, incarcerated maneuvers. 25 in life is how they do ya. The neighborhood blew ya, then pulled the knife out the bag and stuck it to ya. Ain't that a bitch? On top of that, she the neighborhood snitch. Got your ass caught up on tape, selling that anything goes in the belly of the ghetto. Men going crazy over their women like Othello. Murder, suicide, all we wanna do is die. Family members cry, all they wanna know is why. Never saw the signs when they looked into his eyes. Hey, that boy crazy.
It's so rough, so tough, out in these streets. So much hustling, suffering, just to eat. What? Nobody wanna spread love, why? Shit love, busting off this love. Crazy. When will we have love? Ain't nobody change this mess, but
this mess is time to change. Yes, I feel your pain. That don't mean a scheme or go against the grain. I'm saying money or pain don't make you change. Use your brain. Remember when you was going through that change. So who are you to not heed, to not heed, to not me? Take time and patience, planning through this matrix. Enough with the fakeness, I excuse your acquaintance, your relatedness. 90% hateness and your lateness. 10% greatness, so no longer can we take this. C-R-A-Z-Y, no longer can we hide, lie, or cry. Taking odd highs to fly. And I thought hip-hop would change when Jay the same. Why? We can't use hip-hop cause it'll cover y'all lies. And no longer can we take just getting by. And no longer can we feed our kids excuses and lies. It's life's time to change. Tell them why.
It's so rough, so tough, out in these streets. So much hustling, suffering, just to eat. What? Nobody wanna spread love, why? Shit love, busting off this love. Crazy. When we'll be having love, ain't nobody change this mess, but us.
Ain't nobody's fault but our own, baby, now. Can't keep pointing the finger, y'all. Look in the mirror. Change self. Hold self accountable, y'all. For sure. Let's go.
It's so Bustin' off mad slugs. Crazy. When will we have crazy enough? Can't nobody change this mess, yeah, but us.
Okay, can't nobody change this mess but us. I'm not really sure what mess was made. However, I choose not to be on cleanup duty.
Okay.
Big shout out and throwing an O. Let's throw an O, Coco. Oh, we throwing a lot of O's today because it's a beautiful day.
There we go.
Why not? Throwing an O not only to Fote, Vibe One, and Fire, but also to No Way Out, Collision, and Frank L.
Hey,
that was the first track you guys heard coming in today. It was Mic Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. And we're throwing that out to you and you and you. Again, this is Cincinnati's Conscience. I am your host, Jay Allday, with my co-host, who?
Kale.
And in the building, as well as the booth, is our guest today, Amy Jones. What up, Amy?
Not much. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm okay.
Pretty
I'm
good.
Okay. How are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good, good. Well, let's get all the basic stuff out the way, and then we'll get to the meat of our conversation.
Alrighty.
Are you originally from the tri-state area?
No, I'm originally from northern Indiana, a little small town called Bluffton.
Okay.
But no one knows where that is at, so I just say Fort Wayne to
make
things easier.
Was Doug from Nickelodeon, you know, the cartoon Doug, was he from Bluffton?
I don't know.
I thought he was.
We can see you.
Shout out to Doug. So you grow up in northern Indiana, small
correct
town?
Very small town.
How
about
many people?
About 7,000.
That is a little hometown.
Yes. It grew a bit, but not too much.
Yeah. Well, what brought you to Cincinnati?
I had a whole bunch of friends down here. Actually, I went and traveled and opened some Fridays restaurants and worked at Fridays for
okay
a bit. And I just remained friends with a lot of these people. And so two of my people ended up living in Cincinnati. One was originally from Cincinnati.
Okay.
And the other one moved down there. And they're like, you know, it's great down here, you know, and it doesn't snow, which they lied. Totally lied about that.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Compared to northern Indiana. I mean, it's not as much snow, but
right
the past week, I was like, where am I at again, you know?
Yeah.
It was terrible, but I decided to move down here. The schools are really great down here.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're actually cheaper. Even out-of-state, Cincinnati State was cheaper, so I was like, well, let's try
wow
that out. So I ended up just moving down here and
right
staying down here. I wasn't planning on staying long, but I ended up staying. So
a lot of people say that, you know, in
exactly
our conversations with them. They kind of get here however they get here, and then they go, you know, I didn't plan on staying long, but here I am.
Exactly, here I am.
Well, we're glad you're here, and we're glad you decided to stay.
Thanks.
So you decided to stay and go to school, work? How did you maintain your residency here?
Well, I ended up, I got a job as a server.
Okay.
And then what they do is, as long as when you move out of state, as long as you have a side note from your employer saying you're full-time,
mm-hmm,
that they actually let me have in-state tuition at Cincinnati State.
Nice.
So that really helped me out financially. And
mm-hmm
then I found out that if you graduated from Cincinnati State, then you can go over to NKU and get the in-state tuition for
nice
them in your undergrad. So I was learning all these little loopholes
because, yeah,
you know, I don't have any money. So I figure out the way to
yeah
do things.
Neither do I.
Yeah. We're all poor folk.
Thanks. I bet a lot of listeners are grateful for this tidbit of information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, yeah, I'm all
yeah
about doing all this stuff.
So you're over at NKU?
Yes. I'm right. I liked it so much I ended up staying, and I'm in the grad school there.
Okay.
So,
okay. What's your major or what is your focus?
It's a master's of English degree, but my two concentrations are composition and rhetoric, and the other one's professional writing, which I'm concentrating on grant writing. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So where has your grant writing or your exploration of grant writing taken you? How have you applied some of the concepts that you've learned, if at all?
Oh, grant writing is very useful, but most people think that grant writing is just like, I'm going to write a letter to the government and ask for money, or
mm-hmm
I'm going to have them, they think that maybe they can pay for their house or, you know, or their education, which the only educational grants you can have is through the FAFSA.
Okay.
You can't write yourself a grant to go to school, you know? If so,
darn it!
I know. I would have figured out a way long time ago if you can't, you know? But it's you know, it's not just writing. It's more about communication.
Okay. I mean,
it's a combination of, like, going and you have to do your research. You got to find, oh, how does this organization fit with my organization? Do we meet the same goals?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, all right, they meet the same goals. Let me contact this contact person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have communication through there. And then you have to apply for an application.
Right.
So it's a big, long process. And
right.
then you get to the writing part of it.
There's also a language to grant writing. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. You know. It's very technical. You have to fit everything. I mean, it's a little bit of numbers, which is budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to gear it towards your audience. So it's a lot about argumentation and persuasion.
Wow.
And as well as having the technical business. So it's a very complicated, the federal grants are the worst.
Right.
Because they're like 25, 30 pages.
Yeah, well, yeah. As soon as you said federal, yeah. I knew it had to be the worst.
It is. You are right on that.
Well, are you applying any of the things that you've learned to any actual organizations, or is it right now just, you know, sort of learning and theoretically
right
doing
now,
this.
Right now I'm doing the grant for the Ink Tank, which I'm...
Ink Tank!
Exactly. So I'm hoping that goes through. It's doing pretty well. We are accepted for the application, which
okay.
is half the battle.
Okay.
So I'm doing really good. And as the summer... Well, as the summer approaches, I'll have a little bit more time because I have a conference in 2 days in St. Louis. So,
oh, wow.
So, I have a whole bunch of people that I have lined up, like different grants that I want to apply towards this.
Right.
And it's just about, it's not just grants, but you can also do fundraising. It's a matter of, you know, how do I want to approach this company? You know, do I want to approach them? Do they accept grants, or are they, do they donate money to your organization?
Right.
And
right.
how can you say this is how it will benefit you?
Right. So. Ultimately, this is a lot of information, and you're acquiring a lot of skill. Ultimately, what do you want to do with this? Is your goal to just sort of be a contracted grant writer? What is all this for?
Oh, that would be great. I think that eventually that's what I would like to do, because I would love to live out from my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't mind going out. In fact, I'm quite a sociable person, you know. I don't want to be.
No!
I'm not shy whatsoever.
For real.
But, you know, I do like to, you know, be able to dictate my own hours.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, and I think it would be great, but you do have to work hard to do that. You
right.
have to go, and you have to build up your resume. And you got to say, I wrote these 10 grants, 8 of them were successful. And this was, then you, like, give companies who are willing to give you a chance to be an independent contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Then you give them, like, a discount rate and say, if you do this, I can do this for, like, $20 an hour cheaper.
Right.
And then once you get to that level, then you're like, okay, I'm building up my resume to this. And then you go to the big dogs.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you have an entrepreneurial spirit as well.
Oh, yeah. I love doing I'm a writer, creative writer, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I like doing all sorts of stuff. And it's if you're good at writing, I think you can apply it and
just
be creative and do
yeah.
it just about anything.
About any field, you require somebody
oh,
to be,
no.
you know, or require someone who's a good writer.
Exactly. In my, I just wrote an article for one of my school newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interview with one of my professors, and it was for professional writing.
Wow.
And I was like, English is essential to any
right.
Field, and
right.
people, businesses anymore are seeking English majors because
really?
So many people. Don't business writers, they don't know how to write towards their audience.
Right.
And they concentrate more on the social and the money aspects.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to writing letters, that's someone's first impression on you.
Right.
Because not too many people communicate on the phone anymore. It's all
right.
through emails or web
right.
pages
exactly.
or blogs.
Exactly.
And that's people's first impression on you. And if you don't make a great first impression, they're going to dismiss you, because in today's economy,
right.
people are just... It's so competitive that
right.
you have to have your best game on all the time.
Well, it seems like you're ahead of the game.
I try.
And what we'll do is come back and talk to you about how, you know, outside of this, you know, academic
mm-hmm.
Venue, what else are you doing? But right now we're going to take a breather, which is also the title of the next track we're going to play. Take a Breather is a track by Pry the Great. And you're listening to Cincinnati's Conscience on WVQC. Soon you will hear us on 95.7 FM. Media Bridges has acquired the license and the antenna for a low-power FM station. And we are proud and excited to say that we will be on that lineup. You are listening to Cincinnati's Conscience. We're the only show in town where you, the citizens, are the celebrities. The question is, are you turned on?
What's good? Yeah. What's good, crack sauce? See, I had a hookup with Skills, so he told me to do something different, so I guess he wanted me to spaz out. You know the name, man. And you know that I've been a threat. Spit it with the intellect. Bounce like a bad check. I'm it. I'ma need us a toilet paper up like an elevator. Star like Darth Vader. No Twitter, but it's me they follow. I go. Girls, let's cover safe. I told so you know I'm the real deal. Get it poppin' with the fast flow, cash flow. People say stuff like a-hoes, bash your skull to the white meat. Better get like me. Pry is great, you guys ain't slightly. Bad ass round, you dealing with a juggernaut. Rise up with a loaf of bread like butternuts. Enough of these fake old people on the scene. Whole damn squad, take one for the team. I clock in overtime on the rap dot and leave you people on the ground like SpongeBob. I'm laughing these same whack niggas. Ha ha, and it over here like Jaja. Better get down when the football spray. Been a long time coming like Loso Sway. And you know I'm the best. Breathe until it ain't no breath. Take a breather. And you know I'm here to stay. P-R-Y, and you can't forget the great. Take a breather.
Take a breather.
Can't ignore me. I've been raping the game before Kobe. I'm sure he wouldn't want to feel a heat stroke. So you better swallow the beef like meatloaf. But I'm focused on this bounce music. So best bag back. Get the head cracked like you forgot to put grease to it. So don't let me put a beat to it. Don't let me do that. Get beats off of me, feel like a hard fella trade on you. Like points in the Marlboro, 54 on the chop. So here we go, do my thing with the swang in the Midwest. Flow chat about me, nope, ain't ready. Pop out speed, can't drink like Pepsi. Your little main chick be the one getting jetty. Room, three guys in the sink and the telly. Step on the game, they claim my toe hurt. Life is a beat, they see how I flirt. Looking at a movie when you see my set. No low budget film like the Blair Witch Project. Feel what I feel, then it gotta be real. And you know I'm the best. Breathe until it ain't no breath. Take a breather. And you know I'm here to stay. P-R-Y, and you can't forget the great. Take a breather. Summer and that will be a hot one. Everywhere tell you might see a shotgun. Shot to the head, you dead, be a hot one. Fly to the sky, be best friends with the sun. I'm hot, you not, you be sub-zero. Superman scared her, try to be a hero. Girl wanna eat me, no, not Hannibal. Hold me in, so I stuck up animals. I'm hard to do, move around like a dancer. Float around the world, so I spread like cancer. Talk to the girl like, hey, don't diss, and you look for a man. And you found snitches. Stay at the kitchen and juice out dishes. Like the vision, you use ditches. I'm good to open up mics. Transplant beats save hip hop's life. Cry is great. He a trendsetter. Never make it rain. I ain't trying to be bad weather. I can take them down. I'm seeing they best. I fathered you people. No DNA test. Sleeping on me is a long nap. Check the rap draft on Carfax. I'm there. And you know I'm the best. Breathe until it ain't no breath. Take a breather. And you know I'm here to stay. P-R-Y, and you can't forget the great. Take a breather.
Okay, let's take a breather. Cole just took a big breather. Y'all are listening to Cincinnati's Conscience, where our guest today is Amy Jones. Not only is she a student, but she is a grant writer and a creative writer as well. We talked a little bit about, before the break, your creative writing. Has any of it ever been published, or has it ever been submitted in a contest where you were chosen?
Yes, actually, in 2 days, I'm going to St. Louis, and my paper got selected out of 3,000, I think, submissions. There's 100 that was picked, and so I'm going to be for the Sigma Tau Delta Convention, and I'm going to be presenting my masterpiece.
Oh, well, exciting, exciting. Tell us, can you talk about it, or is what would you write?
It's a fictional piece, but it's based on true life experience, because if anyone who's worked in the restaurant industry knows that there are some crazy people, both the workers and the people that come in. And
yes, they are.
And so I actually was been writing like this little book about, you know, things I've been thinking of, like different stories people's told me, and then I was like, wow, there's some evil people sometimes, you know, and so, exactly, so you're like, all right, how do I do this, and then you're like, oh, there must be a place where these people go when they die, and then the people who are abused gets to be waited on, and then the people who's been the abusers are the servants, and you're like, oh, the role of reversals.
Interesting.
So, yeah, and it's like for not just like restaurant people, but it's for people who like work at Walmart or the gas stations, because people at the gas stations get treated horribly.
Yes, they do.
It's not their fault, you know, that your day is terrible, you know, and you know that there's a line because the gas stations don't want to pay but one person to run the register.
Right, right.
So it's about all those people.
Please don't kill the messenger, folks.
Exactly.
Please don't kill the messenger. Or, in this case, the server.
That's right.
Please don't. Well, that's pretty exciting. If anyone's out there in St. Louis, because we're on the internet, we talk to people all over the world. But if you're in St. Louis, maybe you can patronize or support this organization and also hear Amy and her story.
Thank you.
Sweet.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So, okay, you're writing grants, you're, you know, writing stories. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with listeners that you do? Is there anything that you'd like to share that maybe people don't know about you? This show is about us getting to know our neighbors.
Oh, sure.
So tell us a little something that maybe people who see you in the restaurant or in class may not know about you. Do you cook? Do you sing?
Oh, I don't cook at all. My husband's a very good cook, so, so we're not starving at all. I don't sing, though. I'm terrible. That's what I really wanted to do when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
But then, you know, if you have no talent at it, you can't do it. So you're like, what do you do?
Well, let's just say if you don't have any marketable talent, because if you enjoy singing, there's a talent there. Okay. It may not be something that people want to buy.
They definitely do not. I'd be one of those people on American Idol that they'd be like, oh, my God, what is this girl thinking about? She should not be doing this in public.
There's a lot of American Idol rejects that have gained some fame.
I don't want to gain fame that way. There's not enough money in the world to make that.
What do you like to do in your spare time?
Oh, I like to go to parks, concerts. I'm a big animal activist.
Okay.
So I like to take my dog to the dog park, and she, mm-hmm. you know, I have too many. I adopted 4 cats. Well, my husband had 2 cats, and I had 2 cats, mm-hmm. and then I have a dog. So we have like too many, and I'm not allowed to go in any shelters or anything because they're like, you're going to rescue another one, you know. But you
someone needs to rescue the rescuer.
That's right, exactly.
In aisle 10. Sweet.
Yeah, I like to travel. We go, my husband and I go to wineries a lot. So, oh yeah, Asheville is an awesome, awesome place.
Where is it?
North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And there's a,
Asheville.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, and it's like a really nice, like little hippie town.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like a cool downtown area where there's not any chain restaurants, there's not any chain stores. It's all just privately owned little bookstores that have like cats living in it.
Kinda,
you know,
like Main Street.
Kind of like Main Street, exactly. Exactly. With that great little coffee shop named Iris's that I love.
Oh, yeah. Iris's.
Might want to do it.
Iris Cafe is such
fabulous.
A neat place. You know, what's your favorite thing there?
Oh, the caramel cappuccinos. They do them for me just right, and I'm a coffee connoisseur. And I tell you that is the best coffee I've had for, like, ever.
It's also has an awesome CD, LP, and book selection.
Yeah, I just bought one today.
You just bought a CD?
Yeah.
What'd you buy?
The 60s soundtrack. I like
the 60s. Nice.
$5.
You guys need to really sort of go out and explore the Cincinnati area. We have so many, like you said, eclectic, unique, privately owned shops, right. You know, whether your interest is food or beverages, you know, places like Iris's and Shadow Bread are great places to start with in your exploration of Cincinnati. If you're looking for a good book, again, Iris's is a great place, as well as Ink Tank. You know, a lot of people frequent the chain places like Borders and... But you can't find things that are uniquely a part of your city unless you go into those places that are uniquely a part of your city.
Exactly.
So Amy explore brings up a great point. Yeah, explore your city. You guys, you're listening to Cincinnati's Conscience. We're the best fans you'll ever have.
Ever.
We believe that we live in the best city by far.
My city is the best.
Yeah, my city is the best. That's a great little segue into our next song by Crack Sauce, which happens to be titled My City is the Best.
My queen.
We're just getting better and better at these segues. Thanks, Coley.
You're welcome, Jess.
You guys are listening to Cincinnati's Conscience. Again, this is WVQC, Media Bridges Local Listening Alternative. Thank you for tuning in. If you ever want to call in, we have a line for that. Give us a call, 513-564-9600. Cincinnati's Conscience, are you turned on?
You are now listening to The Recipe.
Ice Hill, today favorite, Northside, Silver Hill, Evanston, Bond Hill, Conway, Clifton, Mount Healthy, Avondale, Madison.
Design is my everything. It's all I ever wanted. We need to move real big. Than they ever done it. Gotta say I love my city. Gotta keep it 100. Cincinnati hat on every day, so you gotta love it.
Even when I'm gone, you know that I'll be missing ya. Southwest Ohio play is about to live it up. We put the sauce on it, then we mix it up. And we say the same thing no matter where we go.
My city is the best. 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 You know I gotta win. You know I gotta win.
They call the city the jungle, the concrete building blocks. So many concrete buildings we rock. Catch me at Bobbers and Clifton, and we out back getting splifted. And it's kinda like a curse is lifted. I mean, the city is living it and ain't nothing like it. I'm a dirty jack with scandals for the mic check. And I can feel the breeze from the river when I'm downtown. Hollin' at V6 and lavish when I'm uptown. Saturday night, hoping for nappy roots. From a Friday at the Hyatt in a fresh suit. And I done rock so many crowds, even found the square. Contracts and King Justice, yeah, they was there. And Kill Will, hell yeah, he's a friend of me. And YS is on the stage, high energy. And you can catch me changing lanes, headed to Bond's house. And I'm late for a meeting, feeling bombed out. But yo, the city is my best.
Everything. It's all I ever wanted. Yeah, we doing real big. Gotta say I love my city, gotta keep it 100. Cincinnati hat on every day, so you gotta love it.
Even when I'm gone, you know that I'll be missing ya. Southwest Ohio play is about to live it up. We put the sauce on it, then we mix it up. And we say the same thing no matter where we go.
My city is the best, my city is the best. My city is the best, my city is the best.
You know I gotta win,
yeah.
You know I gotta win,
yeah.
You know I gotta win,
yeah.
You know I gotta win.
I got love for my city, really, why lie? I love walking up the Clifton for my five guys. Dirty Jacks on Vine Street, where you can find me. With L Blaze banging snacks right behind me. Long Island in my glass, hit the mad frog. I got to get my refill, cause it's the last call. 8 o'clock the next morning, I'm still drinking. Downtown before the Bengals game, tailgating. Black family reunion every single year. Cincinnati Jazz Fest, everything is here. Folk music, Osley Brothers, and Boosie Collins. And his brother, Catfish is what they used to call him. Saw some shoes at Devil Rose, I had to get those. And after that, it's to the store for a bag of Grippos. Now we headed to the strip. Short line, Nasty Natty, I am yours.
Natty is my everything. It's all I ever wanted. We the new real big. Than they ever done.
Yeah.
Gotta say I love my city. Gotta keep it 100. Cincinnati hat on every day, so you gotta love it.
Even when I'm gone, you know that I'll be missing ya. Southwest Ohio play is about to live it up. We put
the sauce on it, then we mix it up. And we say the same thing no matter where we go.
My city is the best, my city is the best, my city is the best, my city is the best.
Hey, y'all, I want to get a shout out to the Cincinnati DJs, you know what I'm saying? Scuzzy, Diamond, Dime Piece, you know what I'm saying? General, you on the team. Clockwork, Perry Simmons, Prolific. Scandal, you know, even if you're not in Cincinnati, you know what I'm saying? Dub and Cleveland, you know, Askia, Stanza, Big Top, Fort Knox, Jasmine, Pinnacle in South Korea doing it right now, DJ Technology out there in Atlanta, hey, it's whatever, man, we show love, skills, holla.
Thanks for that shout out, Skills, we love you too.
Thank you.
You guys are listening to Cincinnati's Conscience. We're the only show in town where we like to get down with you, the citizens.
You, citizens.
Let's cut in for a segment, Coco. You know, Cincinnati's Conscience is not about, it's not only about getting to know your neighbors and some of the fun things that we do, but it's also about keeping you abreast on all the local words from the street. That's our next segment. Words from the Street talks about the slang and the language of the underground. And Colay today is going to host and give us a word from the street. You ready, Coco?
I'm so ready. The word that I'm giving out today is numb. And I got this from my kids, y'all. They were like, oh, you so numb. I guess it's like the whole Saudi, the, you know, you just got punked out. You just numb.
You just can't feel it.
You're
just so injured you can't feel it. Kind of like shock.
Yeah,
you know.
Like you, oh.
Use it in a sentence for him, Cole.
I am so numb that you thought that I wasn't numb. No.
I am so numb that you thought I ate all that birthday cake when you know all I ate was half of it.
I ain't do it. You know.
I know you numb.
See, I couldn't give the sentence that my kids used. But I be numb when I hear it.
That's word from the streets, y'all. Use it, don't lose it, and don't abuse it. This is Cincinnati's Conscience, and in the booth today with us is Amy Jones. She is a resident of Cincinnati, as well as an entrepreneurial spirit, a grant writer, as well as a student.
Oh.
So, Amy, where do you currently reside in the city?
I'm currently living in Anderson.
Oh, Anderson. You're in the burbs.
I'm in the burbs, yes.
Nothing wrong with the burbs. We love the burbs, too. But what brings you to the city? What brings you down to the city?
Well, through a couple of my classes, our professor was introducing us to some of the organizations and said, if you're interested in doing some community work, these are maybe some of the organizations that you might want to choose from. Some people chose Covington, some people chose Newport, but I really like the Over the Rhine community.
Nice.
And I'm doing some background research on it. Okay. And it actually has a really interesting history because
yes,
I didn't know that it was originally a German town, and that there was 50 pubs at one time. I mean, how cool is that? 50 pubs?
Exactly.
Where they all at now, you know?
Exactly. We're working on bringing those 50 back.
That's right.
So it does have a very unique history.
It does. And then I learned that Prohibition was actually one of the downfalls that was actually Over the Rhine was one of the most vibrant and most successful communities in Cincinnati, and because of Prohibition, the 50
dried up the economy,
and so they had to go and move away in order to find jobs because if they got busted, that would be not good.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, what choice did you make? So, as far as your social or community activism? Where here in Over the Rhine are you currently sort of helping out, if you will?
I'm doing both the Ink Tank and the Drop-In Center.
Okay.
The I started off helping one of my professors with the guys at the drug and alcohol rehab program at the Drop-In Center, and those guys are just awesome. They do an open mic night at the Ink Tank on the first Tuesday of the month.
You guys have got to check that out. That's one of the most popular events at Ink Tank.
It is, and they're great guys. They're really great to get along with, and they're funny, and they have really good stories to tell. We all have stories to tell, so
don't let them start singing.
Well, also, many people with the School of Creative and Performing Arts moving to the new building right next door to the Drop-In Center, they're intimidated by the idea of having kids so close to men and women who are at sometimes the lowest points of their lives. But what has your experience been with those people at the Drop-In Center? How are they, how were the rumors or the preconceived ideas dispelled once you met them?
These people are awesome. They're just having a little bit, there are those who are exceptions to the rules, but overall they are just awesome people who just had like a bad turn.
Right.
And because the downtown area is trying to revitalize, some of the more affordable housing is being taken away, and they can't find jobs, or they, if they have jobs, they can't put money down for a deposit. So they become homeless because they lose their house and can't afford to put their save enough money for a down deposit.
Right. So, but they're still human beings.
They are, and they're awesome, and they're very creative. And, you know, just because they're having a bad time doesn't mean that they're terrible people, because I think they're awesome. And, you know, it's just, if you go in there, you will just see. And they're trying, just like us, to make their lives better.
Right.
And so there's nothing wrong with that. And people need help all the time, and there's nothing to be shameful about that, and it's just an awesome, awesome.
I appreciate that you put your money where your mouth is, in that not only are you talking about it in class, but you're also living it. You're saying it's not enough just to talk about the situation theoretically. Right. You're willing to empower yourself as well as others by giving them words of encouragement, mediums like writing to help assist them get out their feelings. You are a Cincinnati or a Natty crusader, and that's a blessing. It's a blessing, and I challenge our listeners as well as others to get involved. Get involved.
I think she deserves an O.
Yeah, let's throw Amy an O. Thanks, Coco. We throw O's as recognition that it is not just a Cincinnati effort, but it is also the state of Ohio. But since you're from Kentucky, let's throw Amy an OK for Ohio and Kentucky. Not that Amy lives in Kentucky, but she comes through, you know, oftentimes. NKU
I'm
is in
border.
Kentucky.
I'm 2 minutes from Kentucky. I might as well be from Kentucky.
So we throw you an okay, because that's okay what you're doing.
Thank you. And the women that are there, we're just starting a writing group there, and they're awesome, too.
Really? So, talk a little bit about that. You're starting a writing group for women.
Yeah, we just started it 3 weeks ago, and these women, I mean, it's not a, we only have like 4 or 7 people that come, but it's not, we just started doing this, so we haven't built that trust. There has to be a trust issue in the community, and they want to, you know, and I want to continue this past my project and do this over the summer, so I need to, and my other partners need to demonstrate that we are there for them, not for our benefit. And these women, this one woman on the first night had like this most awesome, awesome story, and she took like just a basic writing assignment that most people wrote 2 or 3, you know, sentences on. And she turned it into like 4 pages of just awesomeness. And I was like, you need to really go down to the Ink Tank and meet Jay, because she has such a great voice. She was so creative that there are so many creative people. And I met these twins from Florida.
Wow.
And they're really cool people, too. So I mean, I'm meeting a lot of people. And there's this one woman who always comes and talks to me about her grandchildren coming to visit. But then I was like, this makes me sad, because I was like, there's so many families that are torn apart.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, a lot of people want to help, but that they're struggling too.
Right.
And so
it's hard. It really is hard.
Right.
But some people just need just that, a voice, somebody to listen, ears. All they need is for you to hear what they're saying, you know, and not, go say it again, Coco.
And not judge.
Yeah, not judge, because once you start judging individuals, that says you're above, you know, fill in the blank. You're above them, you're above their story, you're above, and that's not what we want people to feel.
The suppression of your voice.
And that's what keeps the suppression of your voice.
Right.
You know? So when you're walking around and you're wondering why somebody ain't talking about it, it's because they don't have the history of people not wanting to hear them.
Right. Right. And it's sad. But you're changing that. And I appreciate that. You are. If it's even if it's one person at a time.
Exactly.
You're changing that. And so, again, I challenge our listeners, if you're out there within listening distance, even if you're not in the city of Cincinnati, but you come through because of family, business, whatever, I challenge you to take a deeper perspective of the city. It's not just about the symphony. It's not just about the Cincinnati Zoo. It's not just about Kroger and Procter and Gamble, although we love all those entities. We do. They are very nationally recognized to others. But I also challenge you to check out the Findlay Market. Mm-hmm. I also challenge you to check out, you know, the gyms that are the small restaurants like Shanghai Mama.
Oh, I love that place.
I love
place.
Me some Shanghai Mama.
I love
Mama.
That place. That's Man, an awesome place.
It is a great place to go on a Saturday night, like 1 o'clock in the morning, it honestly. Is. Honestly. But it's those places that are uniquely Cincinnati because it mixes unique restaurant ideas with the people of Cincinnati. So please, please take a moment to discover those places. And if you pass a homeless guy, even if you can't give him a dollar, how about you give him a dime, meaning 10 minutes of your time. 10 minutes of your time to either share some enlightenment for him or give that to him, or more importantly, allow him to share it with you. You're listening to Cincinnati's Conscience. We are not just a radio show, but we're a change in mindset. We don't like to call ourselves a movement because sometimes movements have to stop. So we're a change in mindset. It allows you a fresh new look and a fresh new approach on everything. Everything. So we'll come back and ask Amy the question we ask all of our guests. What's your favorite thing? What's your least favorite thing about Cincinnati? And we'll do that right after this track. We're going to go with a beat this time. No words. We're just going to allow you to marinate on what we just talked about. This beat is from Mysterious Productions. Throw a O to be ill, Coco.
Oh!
That's going to cost you.
Be ill, we love you. We love what you do. And this beat, I don't know if it officially has a title, but I call it Guitar Snare Rolling.
Wow. Because
that's what it sounds like.
Okay, then.
Y'all take a listen. I hope you enjoy it. This is Cincinnati's Conscience on WVQC.org. Are you turned on? Thank you. okay. Did y'all feel that beat?
So
that was just so appropriate to me for a Monday afternoon. Kind of mellow, little snare. I think that's the snare. I'm not sure for sure, but guitar. It was really nice. Y'all listening to Cincinnati's Conscience. That was just my little editorial. Our guest is Amy Jones, and we're coming to, or at least close to, the end of the show. So we want to get you to answer the questions that we ask everybody. What's your favorite thing about Cincinnati? And then your least favorite thing about Cincinnati. We ask you your favorite thing because that gives us a little natty pride, if you will. And we ask you your least favorite thing because to grow as a community and as a city, we need to know what we need to work on. So pick whichever one you'd like to take first and give us your answers.
Well, my favorite things is I like having, because I'm from such a small area, I like having all the opportunities to go to, like, the sporting events, shows. Right. They actually have, like, the Shakespeare Festival, which I didn't know about that, and all those outdoor festivals. So there's just a lot to do.
Okay.
Newport on the Levee, I love, love, love. That's fun to go there and just enjoy and just, like, walk down by the river.
I love Newport on the Levee.
Oh, yeah. I love Irises. That's one of my new hangouts. I love that place.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like that. I mean, of course, I can't say the food-wise, Grater's ice cream. Wow. I mean,
hello.
That's a bomb. I was like, oh my God, this is the best ice cream
ever.
That is
the only time I will pay $4 for a pint of ice cream.
It's
like,
so worth
seriously,
it.
Seriously, it's worth it.
It
and I'm pretty frugal, so the black raspberry. Oh,
the coconut chip tastes like frozen Mounds bars. Oh my God.
Oh my
God.
We may be going there after the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, out of the grater.
Okay, well, then what's your least favorite thing? What do we need to work on?
Well, when I moved down here, I was thinking, oh, I'm moving to the big city. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to meet all these different types of people, which, you know, back home actually was more diversified, like in the at the Fort Wayne, not the small corn town, but, but because we had there's a whole bunch of different people, at least in my area, like social group. There was a whole bunch of different people,
ethnic groups
that would hang out together.
Okay.
And here it's more, it seems separated. It's like a whole bunch of little towns connected together. And no one really crosses over in their unfamiliar. It's like they're like scared to cross that invisible line.
Yeah, it is.
And so it's weird. I mean, it's kind of cool because each is like a little town and you can find your own little place that you belong.
Right.
But I think people need to interact more.
Exactly.
And it's not, I mean, I was kind of disappointed when I moved down here because I was like, I was used to hanging out with all sorts of people, you know, and I was like, I don't care what color you are, what your sexual orientation was, you know, we all hung out, we go see some shows, you know, we go to bigger cities so we could experience the nightlife or whatever. But when I moved down here, it was like,
I think slowly people are getting back to that. I think at some point it was like that in, like, the Over the Rhines and the Ludlow, Clifton, Gaslight District, the North Sides. And then somehow, you know, people get caught up in the BS. But I think, and I pray, it's shifting. We can't survive unless it does. Cincinnati at some point was known as the Paris of the Midwest. And I would like for us to get back to that comparison because we have a lot of opportunity. There's, like you said, so much potential here.
There is. There's so many things to do and arts.
People just need to tap into a huge art scene.
Huge
art scene.
I didn't even know about until like 3 years ago. I've lived here for 5 years, and
wow.
I was like, I didn't know, you know? And I was like, because no one ever was like, oh, let's go. Yeah.
Right.
And then once I started going NKU, and, like, I started meeting some people. They're like, there's this little place that you need to, it's like, it's a secret. And then once you find the secret, you, like, find the door to all these other things. You're like, oh, wow, this is like an underground world.
Well, very few Cincinnatians, natives, really. And there's a slow interest in bringing out that natty pride that I'm now seeing. But for a while, people didn't want to talk about it. It was like, oh, I'm from Cincinnati, but that's just, you know, and it's like, no. You're from Cincinnati, man.
Yeah.
That means something. Cincinnati has things that are uniquely Cincinnati, just like every city in the world has things that are uniquely theirs. So how about you sort of show that pride? It's not just I'm from Cincinnati. It's, hey, I'm from Cincinnati. And when you get me squeaking like that,
I know,
you've done something. Well, thank you, Amy. I hope that our listeners can learn from everything that you've talked about today. If you're interested, what if people are interested in contacting you, maybe utilizing your services as a grant writer, maybe to offer you something, maybe a spotlight for your creative writing or something like that? Is there a way that they can contact you, an email address or
something? Yeah, I have an email address. You can email me at am3jones@yahoo.com.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for doing our show.
Thank you.
I know you outside of here. So, yeah, I know you outside of here, but I feel blessed, Kole and I, just to have people who are interested in allowing people to get to know them as neighbors, as citizens of Cincinnati. We're coming to a close into the show. We always hate this part, but we are very much looking forward to coming back next week. We would like to thank you for listening. We could not do this or even feel like we should do this without the support of our community. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Media Bridges, for allowing us a platform to express ourselves. Again, don't know what we would do without you. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Coco. Thank you, Amy. This is Jay Alday and my co-host,
Kole.
And we're Cincinnati's Conscience. We're going to head out with a beat from Ill-Rated Studios. I hear Kid Dirty, who is the CEO of the organization, is now listening and living in Louisiana. Wow. So let's throw him a... I'm not sure if they make that noise in Louisiana, but it felt good. This is one of his beats. We're going to leave y'all with this. Please come back. But until next week... Peace.
Peace.